This Minnesota Sports Report is powered by the Minnesota DNR, who remind you to use caution and check burning restrictions this spring to prevent unintentional wildfires.
For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Faulness. Let's get some positivity around here, because we sure didn't get it last night. Maybe the Wild can deliver, like they did Tuesday against Utah.
Yurov darts it. Yurov got past the check. He scores!
Oh, what a move.
Yurov stayed on his skates, fought through the contact, ripped it off the post and in. It's 4-0 Wild.
Boy, the poor defenseman lost some of his undergarments on that one.
Tom Reed and Joe O'Donnell on the Minnesota Wild Radio Network last night comes in a 5-0 win over the Mammoth to start the 4-game homestand. Wild have points in 4 straight and are 9-2-1 in their last 12. They'll host the Flyers tonight at 7. Now to the not-so-fun stuff, a recap of last night where a slide continued and two seasons came to an abrupt halt. The slide is for the Wolves. They dropped a third straight, this time 153-128 to the Clippers.
Got to regroup. We got to play both sides of the floor. Last night it was our offense, tonight it was our defense. So we got to put a complete game together, come back together. You know, we know we're a good team. Feels like we're a million miles away from where we were a week ago, but we're not. Got to regroup and win the next game.
That's Chris Finch. Wolves are at Golden State tomorrow night. The Gopher men's basketball team, they saw their season come to an end. They fell to Rutgers at the United Center in the Big Ten tournament.
You know, play the way they did and be in all these games. I mean, it's really something that they can be proud of. Again, they're not gonna feel that, you know, tonight when I go in there, because the sting of losing and some of these guys, you know, being their last game, at least, you know, for right now, that stings. But they did. They really did a lot this year, and I am proud of this group.
That's Nico Medved. The Gopher hockey team also lost last night 6-2 at Penn State. Their season is done as well. Kevin Faulness, MNN Sports.